Welcome everybody. We have some new faces around the table and we have some old faces around the table. It's always nice to have a mix of both.
Thanks.
Some people old.
And then add more.
We have such a gentleman.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Nikki. Yeah.
I am grateful to be here. I live, my family's in Richmond, Virginia, and I don't realize how much I missed a family-like environment until I'm in one. And so sitting here and just feeling the love around the table from everyone.
There's more chicken if anyone wants it.
Make that spicy chicken. This is spicy.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm
Taking my plate. Oh, wait, one more thing that I want to say.
That's a family having dinner. A dinner I was fortunate to attend just before Christmas at the Washington, D.C. home of Kathy Fletcher and David Simpson. They made Montego Bay chicken, roast asparagus, black rice, fresh baked bread, and some killer homemade cheesecake for dessert. David and Kathy have one son, Santiago. He didn't make it to dinner because he was working. But around the table were all their other kids, like James, Madeline, Devin, Micah, Larick, Devante, and about 10 others, plus a few of David and Kathy's adult friends. This is a story about a family. A non-traditional family, but one that's brimming with all the things you wish for in your own, like love, happiness, understanding, and support. Parents willingly putting their family's needs before their own. Kids growing up to live their dreams.
Young hearts, old souls, great minds.
This is Crazy Good Turns. We tell stories about people who do amazing things for others. I'm your host, Brad Shaw.
We start with each of you and sort of how you met. And
oh, that's a good story.
That is a story.
You tell
yeah.
it. I like
I'll
the way
it.
You tell it. Except that one thing I don't like when you say.
Well, how am I going to know until I say it?
You know.
You've clearly said it before.
Some of us.
How they met is a good story. It was 1991, and David had just moved from Spain to Northampton, Massachusetts, to help his brother open a cafe.
It's the best cafe in the world. If you're ever up in Northampton, go ahead and check it out.
In his spare time, he was volunteering to help renovate a house into a homeless shelter, a project Kathy was spearheading. They met, sparks flew, and they had what they describe as an intense relationship for several weeks, then went their separate ways. David back to Spain, Kathy to Washington, D.C. to do fair housing work. David eventually moved back to Northampton to help his brother run the cafe. Both got married and divorced. Then one day, 17 years later, Kathy's sister came into the cafe and David inquired about Kathy.
I asked, how's Kathy? And I hadn't seen her or talked to her in like 17 years. So I asked her and Kathy, and Elaine goes, she's good. She's single. I go, well now.
Glad I asked.
So we chatted and I gave her a say.
The two eventually reconnected by phone with help from Kathy's sister, rekindled their relationship.
And the rest is history. We lived together for a couple of years here and then got married in 2010.
David moved to D.C. saying it was easier for him to move because Kathy's son, Santi, from her first marriage, was in school. From the start of their marriage, David and Kathy welcomed kids from broken homes and impoverished neighborhoods into their own home for a warm meal and support. Most of the kids were friends of Santi from the public schools he attended.
Can you talk about how you first started bringing kids in the first place? I mean, what the sort of inspiration was for it?
Well, I have a theory. Kathy is one of 9 kids, and her parents are each one of 8 kids, so my theory is that she's just been trying to replicate her childhood dining room table for her whole life. So I think that there's that in there. And Santi, you know, is a kid who he senses when kids need a helping hand. And he invites them over and he knows we're going to accept them with open arms. And so the combination of the two things really, you know, has kept our house a humming kids, you know, kids that just come over who need a meal or need a shoulder to cry on or advice or to use the internet or to take a shower, do laundry. They just come over. And when they come over, we treat them like they're our kids, you know, in the best, you know, hopefully the best possible way. And we take them seriously, right? Like mm-hmm. We believe you when you say something, when you say you have a dream and you say you have a need, we take you seriously. We believe you. And then we back you up and we don't go away and we don't give up on kids.
Word spread among Santi's friends and their friends, and Kathy and David's hospitality and generosity eventually morphed into a standing Thursday night dinner in their home for about 15 teens and young adults, sometimes more. During the dinner I attended, we all went around the table and explained how we came to be there, what we were grateful for, and what we wished for Jeanne, who was celebrating her 29th birthday that day.
What is it about a meal? I mean, there's all kinds of ways that people can help other people. What is it about a meal that makes it so special?
Everybody eats. You know, it's not something you do if you're rich or poor or black or white. It's like everybody eats. Yeah. And everybody appreciates a good meal. Everybody loves, and, you know, and everybody loves to eat good food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? And when we all sit down around a table, we're all the same. You know, nobody's sitting on a higher, fancier chair. Nobody's sitting, you know, it's like everybody's eating the same food, passing it around. And it's really unifying.
I feel like, for me, like the memories of my childhood, so many of them are sensory memories.
Yeah.
And smelling my mom cooking, you know, spaghetti on Mondays and chocolate chip cookies on Fridays or whatever. And even as David knows, sometimes it's rare that I cater, but if we're completely flat out, sometimes we will, but I'll put something in the oven so that the smell, and I say to him, I want the kids to remember the smells.
More than just a good meal, nice smells, and best wishes, the dinner is a way for Kathy, David, and their network of friends and supporters to get to know the kids personally and determine how they can help in ways big and small. They buy cell phone chargers for the kids, help them get their driver's license, pay their phone bills, set up a bank account, do their laundry, get their resume together, apply for jobs. Several of the kids I met are actually living with David, Kathy, and Santi. They bring all the kids who can make it on their summer vacation to Cape Cod every year. Kathy and David have set up an incentive program to give the kids an allowance of $40 a week while studying to take their GED, and a $500 reward when they pass. They've just sent four of the kids to community college, with three more going soon. Kathy describes what they do as just something that human beings should do for one another.
One of my friends was saying recently, like, when someone moves in our neighborhood, I bring them over a pie or a bottle of champagne, and they'll say, you're the only one who did that. And I don't know when we stopped caring for each other, but it breaks my heart that we've become so isolated and that we're so separated, like my kids and those kids. And what gives me hope is that they're all our kids. And every time a kid comes to us, seeing, you know, we always say that our kids have a diamond inside, and some of them are covered with tar and mud and muck from being neglected or abused or, you know, just not having enough. And watching the kids dig out the tar and seeing the diamonds start to shine, as they all do, gives me so much hope.
When I interviewed Kathy and David, they brought along James William Rosen, a 19-year-old friend of Santi's they've been helping for some time. James had a tough upbringing. Parents divorced when he was young. Mom struggled to make ends meet. Nights sleeping in a cold apartment because the bills weren't paid. Evicted once with all their belongings piled in the front yard. James dropped out of school to work and help pay the bills. But with Kathy and David's help, he earned his GED and is among those four heading to community college at the University of D.C. this year. Here's James.
I guess usually people, like, in their position, they don't really understand or they don't try to help. And so, like, they, like they help and they understand the kids. They don't judge the kids. You know, that's why, like, I respect them so much. They don't judge nobody. You know, because people are so quick to judge, and they don't do that. So, like, they sit down, they talk with the kids, they help them with whatever they need, like, no matter what, like, they come from or anything. That's why, like, I respect them so much. Like, you know, like, they gave me, like, such a support system. Like, I would not know where I'd be, like, if I did not have them. Like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I probably wouldn't even be in school, to be honest, or going back to school. That's just what it is.
James had to leave our interview midway through for his job as a cashier at Saks, and Kathy called him an Uber using her account. As he was leaving, James mentioned he needed to go to the dentist.
So, remind me tomorrow, and I'll make you an appointment.
All right, cool.
Love you.
Love you, Marshall. All right, I'll see y'all later.
Make good choices.
See you tonight.
Have a good day at work.
Last summer, while on that big family vacation in Cape Cod, Kathy and David came to the realization that they needed to create a formal 501c3 nonprofit to provide the level of support their kids and others really need. They pulled a close group of friends, secured concrete pledges of support, and launched All Our Kids just 2 months later. Shortly thereafter, a game changer occurred. New York Times columnist David Brooks has been one of the regular adult guests at the Thursday dinner for about 2 years. Kathy and David say he comes about twice a month, has bought kids cell phones and computers, hosted a fundraiser, and helped pay for tuition. They describe him as family. In mid-October, he wrote a column for the Times describing Kathy and David's efforts and impact on the kids and on himself. It was called The Power of the Table, and it changed their lives in an instant.
Emails, online donations, And then it was just a flood. The mail was just like, you know, Kathy was just like the happiest time of the day. It's like, did the mail come yet? You call up, you know, because there'd be this flood of.
I love getting mail and wonderful that people send us checks, but the letters would make me so happy. And what I sound like I'm a million years old when I say this, but I feel like technology has made us lonelier and nobody sends you cards anymore.
So true.
But every day now the mail comes and we get these beautiful letters from people who are inspired by us.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And you know, the column.
David and Kathy said they received interest from others wanting to do the Thursday night dinner in their own town, something All Our Kids is definitely exploring as part of their long-term growth strategy.
We have given people a sense, a real sense, that you can do something very tangible and not that complicated and help people establish meaning in their lives and connections that they otherwise did not have, and to be able to give to a community and be fed by a community in equal measure.
I understand where David's coming from. That basically what they're doing is what human nature should be, and that they get as much from it as they give. But I'm not so sure. I know I couldn't do what they're doing. You see, what makes All Our Kids so different and such a crazy good story for me is just how intensely personal it all is. This is a husband and wife who've opened their home to strangers, some with pretty big problems, and are using their dinner table to make those strangers part of their family and all that entails, the hopes, the fears, the vulnerabilities. There were lots of laughs at the dinner I attended, even some singing and piano playing after. But there were also a few side conversations where it was clear that David and Kathy were checking in with their kids on some of the personal challenges they were facing. A hand on the shoulder, a whisper of support in the ear, a hug, just like parents do. When I left dinner, David and Kathy walked me out to their front porch, and as we said our goodbyes, they told me I'm now part of the family and I'm welcome for dinner anytime. Knowing what they're like, that didn't surprise me, but what did surprise me is that I'm pretty sure I'm going to take them up on it. I left there full that night, definitely with a good meal, but also with a hard-to-describe but genuine feeling of warmth, like I actually am part of that family. I could see why James and the other kids feel the way they do. Because we need each other.
They're just great people, great supportive, loving people. Caring people, one of them, like, the two nicest people that I've ever met. Like, it's a lot. Like, when I tell you, like, they've done so much for me and everybody else around me, like, it's... And the good thing is, it's because it's genuine. You know, they don't just do it. Like, it's really, like, from the heart. You know, like, it just inspires me to just, you know, be the same way. I'm not gonna say good. They're great people, amazing people, so...
You're making me cry, James.
Okay, here's that 20.
I'm Brad Shaw, and thanks for listening to this episode of Crazy Good Turns. Go to crazygoodturns.org to learn more about or donate to All Our Kids, and to submit your ideas for extraordinary people and organizations we should feature. And stay connected with us between episodes by following us on Twitter and Facebook. You might have noticed we found some great music to support our podcast, and we've provided a Spotify playlist of the full tracks on our website so you can take a longer listen, which we hope you'll do. And if you're a band with a song we should consider featuring, you can submit it on our website too. We're also asking you to help us grow our audience this year and bring our inspiring stories to more people. You see, Crazy Good Turns is a nonprofit itself, and like most nonprofits, we don't have a big marketing budget, and the single most important way for us to gain increased visibility is to crank up our ratings and reviews on iTunes. So we're setting a goal of 1,000 iTunes ratings by the end of the year, and we're asking you and the nonprofits we feature to unleash your creativity, passion, and social networks to help us get there. And because we're all part of this virtuous and self-reinforcing circle of giving, we'll give a $50,000 grant at the end of the year to the featured nonprofit that helps us the most. With your help, we know we'll get there, and then some. Crazy Good Turns is audio engineered by Stephen Key. Music supervision and mixing by Score in Los Angeles. And a special thanks to Megan Basinger. Take care, and let's connect again soon.